Welcome into in-game chat for Saturday, October the 25th. It is 2025. It's season 19, episode 33 here. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And welcome into the show, everybody. If you would like to get in touch with us, all you got to do is, well, go on the Discord or send us a tweet thing or hit us up on Facebook or an email works as well if you want to do that. Everyone at ingamechat.net, we're on, you know, the Twitters and the blue skies with at ingamechat. We're on the Facebook. Look, if you type in ingamechat in your browser or in your Googles, you're likely to find plenty of ways to interact with us. We're on Twitch. If you go to twitch.tv, you can watch us live while we broadcast. Probably got some people in the chat room now. Maybe. I don't know. It's been a week. Brian's in there. We got AC Wraith hanging out in there as well. So, thank you everybody for joining us. I know it took a week off, and now we're back. And it is our final show of the Halloween season, because Halloween's on Friday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Then it's all Christmas music until New Year's. Not really. Although I may go back and do the Christmas songs during the month of December when we do shows, but we'll see. We'll see when we get there for that one. So, yeah, been 2 weeks here, and yeah, we'll have to talk about everything that we've been playing. In fact, I'll throw it over to RJ right now. What have you been playing? It's been 2 weeks, man.
Yeah. I did play a little bit of Virtua Fighter 5 again. We got back into the swing of things after the break from the league, the Akai Leagues, that was being held every Sunday, so I got back into the swing of that. Didn't do as well as I normally do. I mean, usually I'm like 50-50, but lost a lot more than I won this week. But it's all good. Still learn something every time I go through it. So bring that in for the next time around. And especially since we're all prepping for when Revo comes out on the 30th for the PS5.
Yeah.
So I'll be prepping for that. And we'll probably be making a transition from the PS4 to the PS5, playing the leagues again. Outside of that, I found MLB The Show 25, went to Target, and they were selling it for $30. Now, I was prepped to pay for MLB 24, so it was kept selling it for like almost 20. But
it's been out since April.
Yeah. But since the end of the season, end of the baseball season, because the World Series is starting,
right?
So they usually drop the price when the season's almost over. So I didn't think it would drop that much, but it dropped to $30. So I picked it up and started playing that. A lot of some features on there that I wasn't used to on the PS5. For one, there was a feature on the PS4 called Sounds of the Show, and you could create your own character and put your own walk-up music and things like that in the game itself, right? But that feature wasn't in the PS5, as far as I know. I was searching around looking for it, but I don't think it's in there.
But it was So was it advertised that it was, or where was the feature?
As long as I've played MLB The Show, it's always been in. It's been in there.
Oh, okay.
For the longest time. But this is the first time I played the show on the PS5.
The PS5.
So yeah, so I didn't have that feature on there that I was used to. So
strange.
I was looking around for it. But the feature that is on the PS5 is Stadium Creator. So in addition to creating custom players, you can create your own stadium. And I haven't touched into that yet, but I figured it would take a while for me to get a stadium of my liking built up in there.
Yeah.
Other than that, let's see. Oh, not playing, but I did watch the Evo France the weekend prior. I saw the highlights of the top eight for
Evo Francois.
Yeah, Evo in France for Street Fighter VI. I was watching the top eight for that. And folks, if you want to see a picture of how hype a video game tournament can get, watch the run for Mr. Crimson. He's from France, and so Evo is his backyard. So he had the hometown crowd going ballistic, especially when his match against the player from Chile named Blas. He's that 15-year-old prodigy that's been tearing up the tournament circuit all over for Street Fighter VI. So he had a comeback in one of his matches, and to watch that crowd get so excited for his performance in that match, it was really something to see, and it really shows how exciting those tournaments can get.
Yeah, if I remember right, the things that we enjoy here in the States, as far as, I mean, Evo's always been kind of, well, I don't know. Evo, did they have any, is there any other international Evo? Is there an Evo Japan?
There's one in Japan, France, the U.S. They've been talking about expanding all this time with that, I guess, with that their recent purchase
right
that they had. They're going to look to expand and increase their exposure and revenue from that. So right now, I know U.S., France, Japan, Europe, probably somewhere else, and someone else in Europe like that. So
yeah,
probably we'll see more down the line.
Man, all right. Well, I'll have to go on YouTube and check that out. Oh, you know what? I forgot to do. Let me do this now.
Oh, we got the clap.
I know. I completely
it's
forgot.
Been 2 weeks.
I'm going to forget something every two weeks. Anytime we take 2 weeks off, I'm going to drop the ball on something. So, just happened to be the clap today.
Yeah.
Luckily, I did the clap. Anyway, so you watched Evo, and you played some MLB The Show.
Yeah, played The Show, and of course, Virtua Fighter 5 in preparation for Revo that comes out end of this month. So, yeah.
End of this month is next week.
Yeah.
When is it coming out? Next weekend, or
30,
what's the deal?
30th.
Okay,
yeah.
Thursday. Yeah. All right. Anything else? You play anything else?
That's pretty much all.
That's it?
Man.
That was all?
Yeah.
Boy.
Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. Division 2.
Okay.
Playing the Division 2. Still.
I was thinking, like, you didn't know Warframe? You didn't do any,
No, Division 2. That's right. Division 2. I stopped playing because I was playing MLB The Show. But I was looking for more loot and things to pick up in that game. I didn't pick up anything of note.
Yeah.
I'm still happy with the rifle I got, the Virginian, which I was looking for all during that time that I was playing. So I finally got that. Got my scout rifle for the Destiny throwback. But yeah.
I know.
That's what I got.
Destiny not having a great time recently, and I think we've got something in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the news that we're going to be covering is not all of it's 2 weeks old, but a lot of it's, you know, happened week before last. And I mean, there was some, obviously, some major stuff that came down yesterday with concerning Microsoft. But we'll get to all that. I played a lot. And I'm trying to remember what was the last thing I was playing when we did a show. Because
full games or demos?
Nah, I'm going to go full games. Although I did do some demos for Steam Next Fest the other day.
Okay.
I say the other day. I did it last Sunday or Monday. I played some demos. Mm-hmm. Boy, it was quick to go through, too, because I fire up a demo. I would play a little bit of it. And as soon as I got a feel for what I was playing, I was like, okay, I'm done. And then I completely not only quit the game, I also uninstalled it. Mm-hmm. There, I picked a lot of games that I just was not interested in.
Yeah,
and I still, and some of the demos I haven't played, I still have it on there. But usually, if I hit a demo that I like, I'll put it on the wish list. I'll usually keep the demo around to go back to it if I want to. And then there's a couple that I have not, I've yet to fire up. I don't even know if they're still available as demos yet, because a lot of these Next Fest things, Next Fest is too short a time. It needs to be 2 weeks and not the course of 5 days.
Hmm.
Starts usually on a Tuesday or a Thursday, and it ends that Monday or Tuesday. You know, gives you kind of the weekend. It's not very, the Next Fest stuff is not very long.
Sales and stuff, right?
No. These aren't sales. These are demos of upcoming games.
Okay.
It's kind of, that's what the Next Fest is called. Okay. It's like, here's a bunch of demos that they've released that you can go play. The games don't come out until later. You know, maybe next year. You know, I did a Next Fest demo in Balatro.
Yeah.
And then it released in February, but I think I don't remember when I did that. But I did another one too, and you know.
See, the short time has had me thinking that there was some sales going on, when the short time is like the pressure you feel to get the thing before it's over and done with. But with demos, if it's a bunch of demos, I would think the longer time you have with them, the more you can make a judgment call of whether or not you want to put it in your
They did have a sale, I think. I can't remember. They have something almost every week that is either a sale or a special thing, like the Next Fest are the big ones where they do demos of upcoming games. But sometimes they'll have I'm just trying to think. What are the games that are books?
Visual novels?
Yes.
Okay.
Like sometimes they'll have, it's the Visual Novel Fest, and a lot of those will be on sale.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe not have demos, but maybe they do, but a lot of those will be on sale, or they'll pick a genre. City Building Sale, you know, City Building Fest. Yeah. There we go. I don't know why. I was drawing a blank on picking a genre for some reason.
Yeah, we got a theme this week, right? Yeah, so yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they do that, and it works. It's great because depending on what you're into, and even if you're not necessarily into that genre, you're going
to
find
there's something that's going to make you give
maybe
something
in it. It's like, you know what? Let me try it. You know, they put this stuff out there. Some of this stuff kind of looks cool, but does it play okay? Well, let's find out. Let me play something. So yeah. But I think the Next Fest, they really got to extend those, make them longer, because it's just not enough time. Some of the demos, though, that when you download them, they stay as demos in your library.
Yeah.
Some of them go away. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they'll turn off the demo factor, and you can't play it.
I want to say the operator is like that, stuck in your library until you unlock the full game, I guess.
Well, no, it's not necessarily stuck there. It's just the sense of I have it in my library, but it won't let me run it. In other words, the time for the demo playing is done, so they've turned it off. Mm-hmm. So either you uninstall it, or you wait until they reinitiate it to play the demo again if you want it to.
Okay. So I thought it was like something that disappears from your library or something like that.
No, it absolutely does not disappear from your library unless you uninstall it and tell it to go away. Mm-hmm. That's the only way those things work like that. Now, they'll just be inactive. In other words, you'll click on them, and it'll just say something like store page instead of play or install or something like that. I'll just say store page because you can't run the demo anymore. But that's a little pet peeve of mine. Going back to game, like I said, I'm not sure what I played. Did I talk about Clover Pit?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, the one-armed bandit version of Balatro.
It is, yeah. And I got pretty far in that one. I got pretty far into it. I actually rolled credits on it, which was nice. But rolling credits on that game is like the minimal thing that you can do as far as an ending is concerned.
Yeah, I was watching, I was watching some YouTube clips of it and streams of it, and there was a whole bunch of things around that room that you could click on and look at for options or ways to change up the game or whatever.
Those charms, man. Those charms are great. It's something I think you'd be interested in. If I don't know what the price is on it right now, and I don't know if it's only for. I think it's also on other
platforms.
Things, yeah.
Yeah.
Suddenly, my brain ain't braining today, man.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
I know. And I'm completely. I had coffee earlier. Where's my water? Where's my water? It's over here. Yeah, coffee earlier, and, you know, just, but it ain't raining. You're looking this up right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm looking up Clover Pit. Download the demo. The game is $10 right now.
On what platforms?
Steam.
Just Steam, huh?
Just Steam right now.
Man, I was hoping it was getting something on one of the others. So that you could play it, at least. But yeah. $10, man.
Yeah.
And it'll run on your PC.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm almost, your PC works, right?
Not yet, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it worked.
Still gotta get some stuff together, but yeah. If it runs on this, then yeah.
I mean, it is low quality graphics, my friend. It is absolutely. Now, the problem you run into with that is when you start hitting jackpots that multiply and double and multiply again and double again and jump and all
the typical chain reaction.
Yes.
Yeah. Like in a Tetris or columns.
Because
or
you may have a charm that says, you may have a charm that says, apply double points when this object is calculated, was tallied in a thing. And you may have that on multiple And then you not only will you have it double points, but you'll say, but it'll also be a double check again. In other words, you get points for it, double, but you also get it to ring it up again, mm-hmm. a second time. But if you've got multiple of those all over the place and all the different, it just, you'll sit there for a while while it's tallying everything up into the millions.
So it starts getting exponential.
Hmm? Oh, it absolutely. In fact, it gets so exponential, they actually start using exponent, or is it? Is that what it's called? You know, lowercase e to the 10th?
Yeah.
God, I've forgotten my math so bad.
It looks like a Avogadro's number or something like that.
It is massive. Yeah. It gets some massive, massive numbers in Clover Pit. That's a lot of fun. I mean, that's the draw. That's the thing. It fires off your whatever that thing is in your head that when numbers get higher, you get happier. Like, for whatever reason, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Ah, yes, it's great, because it's all just going, it just fires, you know, it starts getting the brain going. So there is that. There's Clover Pit. Fun. Lots of fun. A lot of RNG, but a lot of fun. Then I played a game called Megabonk.
Okay.
Sounds, it's, you know, the best way to describe it, and it's actually selling itself short by... you wait there, Candy 55. we getting there. Also, AC Wraith, you wait there. You wait there, both of you, with your ball pits. Because I'm getting there. Megabonk was another one I played. This was all in preparation of Ball Pits release, mm-hmm. October the 15th. Mm-hmm. Knew I was getting it the day it released, and so I did. But we'll get there. Megabonk is a... third-person 3D Vampire Survivors.
Okay.
And, again, me giving it that... me equating it to that is really selling it short, because I think there's a lot more to it than just calling it, oh, it's a Vampire Survivors clone, just in a different viewpoint. Yeah. It's not. It's got more to it than that. But to get a basic idea, it's you versus a bunch of enemies that come spawning up. And you're automatically shooting at them, I believe you are, automatically shooting at them as you move around the map, and you're picking up collections that up, you know, level you up, and whenever you get leveled up, you get to pick an RNG of RNG random number generator. It's a randomly chosen three things mm-hmm. that come up, and you got to pick of the three, whether it's something that increases your damage, something that increases your health, something that provides shield, something that provides speed, something that does a weird thing to the, you know, whatever the case, freezing or slowing or burning or something. Mm. There's stuff, you know? And it just goes on and on and on until you get to the boss. And you have to survive. In some cases, you can survive the length of the time, and I don't know what it is. I think it's a lot like Vampire Survivors, where it's like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's 20. I can't remember. But you survive for a certain length, and then the boss spawns, or you can find the boss portal and have him spawn, and then go after it. And there's also like there's a jumping mechanic and a sliding mechanic, which also provides momentum, which I don't know anything about yet. But there's that aspect to it where you can build up some amazing speed in the game, mm-hmm. going through the map and the levels and stuff like that. I really haven't put a lot of time into it. Mm-hmm. I got pretty far on one of my runs, and I unlocked a couple of characters. And after that, Ball Pit came out. Mm-hmm. And Ball Pit is just been dominating my time. Mm-hmm. Ball Pit is... I mean, I've talked about it. Again, this is another one where I played an X-Fest demo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And enjoyed it so much that I was like, that's the one. I want that one.
Yeah, I'm buying that. Yeah.
Oh, boy. And it was worth every penny. Mm-hmm. Every penny it was worth. And I'm still playing. I brought my Steam Deck here, which is rare that I do. Because normally I just sit and play Snap. I didn't actually have enough time when I came in today. But I brought my Steam Deck with me today because I thought I'd put in some time with it. Because I'm just working on running some characters through maps as you go. I've unlocked 10 characters. Maybe 9.
You know how many total there are?
Yeah, well, you do, because you can look at the character screen and they've got them, you know, question marked out, the ones. I can't remember how many there are off the top of my head. I can just remember that I've unlocked, because they go in rows of three. So I know I've unlocked the first row, the second row. I believe I've unlocked the third, fourth, fifth.
I'm guessing 15 to 18.
Maybe 20, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe, wait, can you do 20? No, you can only do 21 or 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got them in rows of three. So, yeah. And it's interesting because me telling you that I've unlocked this many characters doesn't necessarily tell you how far in the game I am. And if I told you the characters I've unlocked, that also doesn't tell you how far in the game I am. Because it's, for the most part, it's RNG as far as your blueprints that you pick up. In other words, when you're playing a level. And to explain what Ball Pit is, again, from when I talked about it during the demo, you are firing a certain number of balls up a path, I guess, whatever. You're at the bottom. Your enemies are coming down from the top, slowly moving each time, and you fire these balls that bounce from the sides into the enemies and then bounce back to you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Arkanoid or Bubble Bobble.
Yeah, Breakout.
Like
the old, yeah. That whole thing. Mm-hmm. Exactly like that. And as you go and collect gems, you level up, and then you get to pick from the random number generator again, mm-hmm. of different types of balls or different types of passive elements.
Call them perks.
Yeah. The different types of balls that you can use, there's, I think, I don't know how many of the base type balls there are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like 60 different combinations you can run through.
Yeah.
And it takes you a while to find those because not all of them are unlocked as you're playing. As you go, they start to unlock.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's all types of different balls. There's a ball that hits one enemy and either does a laser vertically or a laser horizontally, depending on what you pick.
Mm, that sounds like Bomberman.
Right. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
And if you level those up enough, you can evolve them to become one thing that will strike in both vertical and horizontal when they mm-hmm. hit.
Yeah.
Fantastic work there, especially if you get it all the way up and you get some damage on that. Mm-hmm. Then for your passives, again, if you've got laser, which is what I was just talking about, it's either a vertical or horizontal. If you've got laser and you get the, the knife? You have four different knives. Depending on which way the knives are pointing, that's where you do your most damage on an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If knife's pointing left, and you hit them in from the left, then you get more damage that way, a crit.
Mm-hmm.
Critical spot. Same with the right, same with in the front, same with in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a laser, and you get one of those passive elements, depending on what you have. If you've got the vertical laser, then getting the front or the back or both perk will proc every time
mm-hmm.
because it's hitting them both front and back with that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And different kind of ways to do that. There are so many different builds that I've seen. And then when you're finished, you go back up to your base, I guess, is what you would call it. I'm not sure. And that is also based on bouncing around the playfield. So as I play the game, you'll pick up blueprints along the way. It's not guaranteed you will, but it happens. They drop,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be for a particular house that does something like gives you more gold in a level, or one that will level up your speed, or level up your health, or will it scales your abilities that you have, your attributes. And you have to build those, and you have a very limited space into where to put them. And then when you go to harvest, because it starts you out with like wheat, stone, wood, and then gold. And as you start off, you have to build wheat fields. And as your little guys run through them, they harvest that wheat. You have wheat. Then you can update some of your other stuff with the wheat you've gained. You can buy stuff with the wheat you've gained, plus with gold, plus with whatever else. It's resource management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the way you have to lay them out, because they all have to be built, and the only way they get built is with your little characters bumping into them whenever you go to harvest. So that's, it's kind of the same thing. They bounce around and they upgrade your stuff and level things up and that sort of thing. So it's a lot of fun. I am on the Hang on, I can tell you. I've done the main one, the ice one, the one after the ice one, which is the desert one. Then I did the mushroom one. And I haven't done... So I've done regular, sand, ice. No, regular, ice, sand, mushroom. It's been four levels. Mm. I've unlocked a fifth, but I haven't gone into it just yet.
Okay.
Because the characters, as you unlock them, if you go back through your old levels and beat the level with that character, one of the items that you get in your map that does a buff to all of your players, it increases it with every character you beat the level with. Mm-hmm. Each level, once you've defeated a level, gets a little monument type thing that you put in your base. Mm-hmm. And as each character defeats that level, that base gains, you know, upgrades for your characters. Whatever
it means. It applies to each stage, so...
Yeah. And so you just double it up, or I say you double it up, but you increase its...
So the replay value is like, really, really high for this game.
It is, yeah. But it also has a new game plus once it's done.
Yeah.
Once you finish a level with one character at least, you have the option of playing it on a faster mode. So I think normally it starts out at 17 minutes or thereabouts. It's about a 17-minute run on a lane. Mm-hmm. And then you can knock it down to 12. And then eventually, and I saw this because I joined their Discord, which is up there. I joined their Discord, and somebody showed where it was fast plus, which was down to like 5 minutes. Mm. That's fast, given how and that's how fast they commit you. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if your base building has done enough to where your characters can be pretty tanky at the start of a round, then, you know, that's something to try, you know, to go for the very fast. But with New Game Plus, and I'm way early into this. I'm earlier than most people from what I've gathered, but I'm doing it in a very, the way I play video games type of manner.
Yeah.
Which is... You get a new character, then you need to go back and complete everything you've done.
Yeah.
You know?
You have the methodical method.
Very methodical. It's also, for me, it also feels like I'm not burning through this. Because I feel like I really could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Just every time I unlock a new level, just start, play the next level. Mm. You know, go through that. Oh, yeah, I did that. Let's play the next level. You know, just keep going and going and going and getting to the end and not really looking at all the potential here. Because I've seen some videos where I saw some potential and this thing can go nuts. With the amount of balls you can have on the screen and what it's doing. Let me see. Tell you what, I'll set this up during the break and move this over so that you can see on that screen in front of you.
So, I mean, I pulled up some videos on Steam. I'm looking at it now, so yeah. I see the building aspect, and then I see the actual gameplay that you were talking about.
I saw lasers
all over the place. Looks like lightning strikes coming from above.
Right, there's a lightning ball, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lightning ball, there's freezing, there's poison, there's the lasers that I mentioned, there's burning.
Yeah, right now I'm looking at the prices on Steam, $15 right now.
Yeah.
And of course you got the bundles here, the Ball Pit and Vampire Survivors bundle, which is like $16.63, like very little extra.
I want to say I bought it with a bundle because it dropped my price down. I think I got it for $13 since I already owned Vampire Survivors.
Yeah, the Pit bundle. Ball Pit and Clover Pit.
Yep.
For $22.50. Let's see. Ball Pit and Slots and Daggers. That's $18.52 right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, it knows, like, they know the genre they're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Ball Pit knows exactly what it is. Clover Pit knows exactly what it is. Mega Bonk knows exactly what it is. So, yeah, gosh, there's if you're a fan of those style of games, you are eating good right now with Clover Pit, Mega Bonk, and Ball Pit. Ball Pit is just selling one. In 2 weeks, they've sold 700,000 copies. Mm. Within 2 weeks' time, actually, no, wait, it would have to only be a week, right?
Came out on the 15th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 10 days.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, 2 weeks. Never mind. God, time is moving fast. So, yeah. 10 days, 700,000 copies of the game sold. That one, by the way, is, I believe, on consoles.
Okay.
So your Clover Pit ain't, but I believe your Ball Pit is. Mm-hmm. I think you can find it on PlayStation 5. And, in fact, I think there is a timed demo on the PlayStation or on the consoles.
Okay.
You know what? It is on consoles because I did play it on Game Pass. It is a game on Game Pass as well, just to let you know. I wish it had cross-save. I hate that it doesn't. It didn't matter to me because it was still fun to play again, but where I'm at now in my Steam build is would not make it fun to play on my Xbox build at the moment, just because of how far down I am, you know, there.
Yeah.
But boy, I wish it had cross-save because I would love to just be able to take it from that room. I mean, it does. I can just hook my Steam Deck up to my TV,
mm-hmm.
put a controller, Bluetooth controller to the thing, and I'm good to go. So, yeah. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun with Ball Pit. So, anyway, we're behind. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we will, I don't know what we'll talk about. We'll just look at the news and see what we got. We got plenty. So, we'll definitely talk about it there. I realize that you can't even see my shirt. I always wear Halloween shirts during the Halloween season. I wear these shirts all the time, but I especially wear them during the Halloween season. When we come back, we'll talk about whatever gaming-wise. But here we go into our final spooky music season of the year here. Some of these are new. Some of these are just part of my favorites. I don't go a Halloween without listening to the Hello Zep track from the Saw franchise and all 17 versions of them that they have. And they've got one that was for the Saw video game, which I never played, but I thought was always would always be right up my alley. It's puzzly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's puzzly, and if you don't solve it, you die.
Yeah, solve the puzzle or die.
Yeah, exactly. But I've always enjoyed it. Yeah. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. To In-Game Chat. I forgot how really good this theme is from Metroid Dread.
Fitting.
Yeah, we've used it before, but I went back and I listened to it, and I was like, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that game, too. It was a good game. I didn't play much of it. I mean, I did, but not near enough as I should. Forgetting, I think I got the Steelbook version or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. You know me. Yeah, I should have played more of that. It's really good.
Just another one for the backlog, huh?
My Switch backlog, yeah, pretty much. My Switch backlog's big. My Switch 2 backlog is still one game. It's only one game right now. I still haven't opened it up and hooked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get there, though. I think.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. That is, I even stopped playing my Spider-Man game because that's I got into Clover Pit and then I got into Ball Pit. So, and they're really dominating. I mean, they seriously are. It's one of those things. Like Snap has even kind of taken a back seat to where I just do whatever I got to do for my dailies and then, you know, back out. Or, you know, if I have time and I don't have my deck with me, which I don't bring to work with me at all because I just never know when I'm going to have it. And I kind of regretted it because there'll be times where it's like, man, I should have brought my deck with me.
Yeah.
But I never know when I'm going to have that ability. So luckily I got my phone, then I can do the Snap stuff, you know, run a game. It's fine, you know, if I got some time. So, but yeah, it's all been the Ball Pit. So, it's worth it. There's a demo if you're curious about it on Steam. And I believe there's a timed demo on the console versions. So, with our time away, Battlefield 6 has been doing fantastically well. They have dominated the Steam charts. And, well, they have back during the release. It was out for only a day, and it was already one of Steam's biggest games ever at that time. It beat the beta figures, and it became the biggest Battlefield. And there wasn't a lot of pushback from... There wasn't a lot of... You know, normally when these things release, yeah, the numbers are massive because it's brand new whatever.
Yeah, the hot new thing.
So yeah, I'm going to buy it, and then I'm going to complain about it because, well, it's great, but it's got all these problems. But there really wasn't a lot of complaining going on with this one. So, I mean, you know, good on them for releasing something like this that doesn't get a lot of... noise.
So it wasn't a rush job like a lot of AAA titles sometimes before they hit the
I wouldn't say this has been a rush job, mainly because it hasn't been a yearly release for a while. I can't remember the last Battlefield that released. Wasn't it the one that went back into like World War One or something?
Yeah, I think so. That was the last one I remember.
Wasn't it called Battlefield One or something like that? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. They screwed it all up whenever they started changing. I don't know. It's just stop with numbers. Or if you go with numbers, stick with numbers. Like it was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, and then it was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, but if they go with the numbers, it's going to sound ridiculous.
I mean, it will at some point, because at this point you'd be at Assassin's Creed 13.
Yeah.
You know, or 16. I don't know how many we've got, but you'd already be at that if you were still going with numbers.
Yeah, I mean... I'm still thinking about that that poster of that joke picture of Rocky in the airplane too. Is there Rocky 47?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets to a point where it gets like ridiculous. You don't want to see that no more.
Yeah, Call of Duty. I don't know. It would be massive. The amount of
20 something.
Yeah, like if you just kept it going with the numbering system, yeah, it'd be massive. Which is fine. I don't think there's a reason that you need to continue with the numbering system. But if you stop at some point, don't go back to it. And then come outside of maybe keeping it the same number that it would have been if that's the case. Like with Battlefield, went back to Battlefield 1. Or Mortal Kombat went to Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah, it didn't do well customer-wise. Let's see. At the 10th point, you're eligible for a reboot. Go back to 1.
No.
Change it up.
No.
You want to go
You
to
had
11?
The 1.
You want to go back to 11?
Yeah, all just right. Keep going to 11. This goes to 11.
Okay, so when does the number stop?
When they decide to stop it. When you subtitle it. Or you just drop the number altogether and call it... You pull the sports thing and call it Mortal Kombat 2025. Especially if you're on
subtitles like Street Fighter, then Street Fighter 2, then Street Fighter 2 Arcade Edition, Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition.
That's the grandfather of the whole naming convention situation. Is the Street Fighters. Good God, that was always tough to parse for me.
Like I said, a sports title. It might be MLB 25.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If that's what we're going to do, just call it that way.
Just call it by the year title.
Just call it by the year. Call of Duty 2026. In fact, I probably will start doing that. Just so that I don't have to keep up with what's the subtitle and the number that follows. Because I think, what is it, Black Ops 7 now?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Call of Duty 4, Black Ops 7, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, last one I bought was 2. I think, yeah.
Last Call of Duty you bought was Call of Duty 2?
Black Ops 2.
Oh, Black Ops 2. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was C. I didn't know if you meant Call of Duty 2.
But we were talking about Black Ops, so Black Ops 2 was right. When I remember, yeah.
That's just, that's my thing, like, the number convention. That's, it's, this is nitpicky as all hell. It practically serves no purpose whatsoever. But yeah, just call it by the year. In fact, that's how I will do it. Just Battlefield 2025 is doing very, very, very well. I have not played it, but like I said, it's been doing great. Weird thing is, I don't see a lot of people, well, never mind, Duke Frucum's playing it. Looking at my Discord here, Duke Frucum's playing Battlefield 6 right now. And Spigot, he hasn't called in a while. We need to get him to call in. He is currently playing Clover Pit. Good job, old Spiggy boy.
Well, the Pit titles are doing well.
They really are, aren't they? They're doing very well. Clover Pit was good, and Clover Pit's got a lot further for me to go with it, but I am sucked into the ball pit right now.
It really
now.
Is nice when you see a game like that. It's not like a AAA resources. It's just very simple, straight to the point, just a fun game to play.
Yeah.
And, not a lot of resources, doesn't cost a lot, but it gives you so much enjoyment, much more than a lot of these AAA titles out there right now.
I would say Ball Pit doesn't really... I don't want to say it's not a looker. You know what I'm saying? It's not heavy on the, graphics department. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know where I stand with the graphics. I mean, having graphics really doesn't matter to me. I mean, I don't care how pretty your game is, because at this point, with all the technology we got, it better look pretty. Mm-hmm. So if you have something like a Ball Pit, you can, or something like that, that can convey the, give you all the fun that you want, and not have to have pretty graphics to go along with it.
Right.
I mean, heck, we had the, what was that phase of 8-bit titles that came out from all those indie developers all those years back?
I mean, they're still doing it.
They're still doing it, yeah, but it was a glut of all 8-bit graphics, but they were still good. They were still fun games. And
we got that. What do we have coming out? Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the No Fate Edition or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. It's dot, was it dot emu? Dot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dot emu, whatever.
They're going with the old arcadey graphics of the pixels and things like that, and looks really, really great. Mm-hmm. They did it with, what did they do it with? They did it with something else, and I think one of the Ninja Turtle games.
Oh, Shredder's Revenge?
That may have been it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very pixelated, very, very throwbacky.
Yeah, arcade four-player type thing. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what the Terminator 2 thing is.
Dotemu.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the. Mm-hmm. I looked at it and I'm like, that's dot emu. well, there's another one though. Marvel Galactic Invasion, I think is what it's called.
Is that the one with She-Hulk?
Well, She-Hulk and Rocket and Iron Man and...
She-Hulk, Rocket, Iron Man, Wolverine, I think.
And more.
Yeah.
I think there's some more. Venom's
Storm?
In it. I think Venom's in it as a playable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Storm, I believe, is in it as a playable. It's kind of, it's a throwback to the old four-player X-Men arcade from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another one that's out. And that's another one that I'm kind of interested in.
Mm-hmm.
That looks a lot of fun. Got co-op. Got, I don't know how many player co-op. It may have more than just double co-op.
Mm-hmm.
I have more than that.
I've always known like to be four, but anything higher than that, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
At the arcade?
At the arcade, you only seen four.
I saw a bigger one once.
I remember Konami's Turtles.
That was four.
Captain America and the Avengers. That was
Simpsons
that
four. Was four.
Simpsons was four. Crime Fighters for Konami, that was four.
There was one that had two extra ones on the other side.
Combat Tribes had three.
Like, you had six that you could do.
Arcade beat them up with six characters.
Is anybody in the chat room saying anything? No. Because I remember seeing the cabinet, and it was very rare to see it, but it had the space for it.
Yeah, Woodstep.
And I thought it was X-Men.
It might be X-Men.
It might have been Captain America Avengers. I don't know.
I've only seen Captain America Avengers have a...
You're Googling, right?
I'm Googling. There's an image of six for the X-Men
that's what I
arcade.
Thought.
Yeah.
It was rare. You didn't... It was one of those times where it's like, they got a six-player? Oh, my God.
I don't think I've seen that cabinet, though, in the arcade.
I can't tell you if I've actually seen it in person or if I saw it like you're seeing it now, or I saw it in a magazine or something like that from way back when. I don't remember if I ever saw it in person. I feel like I did because I went somewhere. Maybe up in Birmingham or something that had it. Or maybe it was down to the beach or something. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's going way back.
Yeah, some arcades were willing to shell out the money for the special 6-player version or something like that.
Yeah.
Because usually they'll just, well, the new ones here was always the 4-player because I've never seen the 6-player version.
Yep.
But I'm seeing images of the X-Men arcade title.
With six players.
With six players.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm curious about those. I really, and that's the other one, Marvel Galactic Invasion, that I'm kind of interested in.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that, and the Terminator 2 thing, which is, it got delayed, but I believe it's still on track for release. There's another game, and this is, we're not even in talking about it, and whether it, I have no idea as far as how it play or graphics or how it plays or anything like that. Only for the fact that it is, looks very hand drawn animation type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I say hand-drawn, but it's probably not. It was released this week. It's an episodic release, and I'm talking about a game called The Dispatch, or Dispatch. I don't know if it's The Dispatch or just Dispatch.
I think it's just called Dispatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was reading something about it this morning because I was like, I read something where it said it was episodic, and I was like, what? No. Don't do that. Episodic can be good.
Yeah.
But it depends on how you're... Yeah, it depends on... Well, even Wolf Among Us. It depends on how you do it. Telltale started out okay, I think. The problem with Telltale is I didn't play the first season of The Walking Dead as it released.
Mm-hmm.
I played it after it had released. That way I could play an episode a night and go through the entire game in a week.
So you binged it.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I absolutely binged it. Now, that was back when episodic gaming was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, this is a new thing.
Yeah.
It's not so brand new anymore with episodic gaming. They release an episode, and then you wait a while, and then they release another one, and then they release another one.
And Netflix didn't help.
No. But the problem that they ran into, at least Telltale did, for either season two or whatever season it was of that mm-hmm. I actually realized why I should only play these things when they release all of them, was because the gap in between episodes was so large. It was 2 months mm-hmm. between episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stuck to that, that was long enough as it was for me to retain what I had just played and to, you know, and to be in that momentum for the next episode to release.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them got delayed because they weren't ready yet. And it would be longer than 3 months before you would get one. And at that point, it was just like, no, I can't put my whim to this. Now, I was reading up about Dispatch, because when I heard that it was episodic, I was like, whoa, is it really? Now, is it episodic? In other words, they got all of them released right now, or what's the deal? Or is it episodic? In other words, you buy the game and you can play an episode, and you can play another one. You can play at your leisure,
mm-hmm.
but they're all episodes there for you to play them in that sort of thing. And apparently, the first two episodes they released this week. And within a month, the entire game will be released. So it's two episodes this week. They'll release an episode next week. I think there's a total of 8, maybe.
Are you going to wait till everything's released before you pick it up?
See, I don't know, because what I read was that the game is finished. So there's not going to be a delay in these being released.
Okay.
And that puts me in the perspective of being within the zeitgeist of you know, the talk.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I can jump into some forums since all we've only played are the first two episodes or ever how mm-hmm. many it is that we've done, and we can talk about what we've done, what we've yeah. gone through, what we played, what I guess what choices we made. I'm not exactly sure how this game completely works, but it's got the Telltale vibe of you making decisions, both in dialogue choices, both yeah. in game choices of what you do.
Yeah,
it is not Telltale Games that made it.
Type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a Telltale game, but it is very heavily inspired by that. Obviously, mm-hmm. when you look at the Steam page, it's like, you own Walking Dead and you own The Wolf Among Us. You might like this because it yeah. is the same thing.
Same thing, but superheroes, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm really, really curious about it. Now that I heard, at first I wasn't. When I heard that it was episodic, I was like, you ain't pulling me in on that. I ain't going to play your game for beat your first episodes that you released and then wait months for the next one.
Yeah. It's the exact same thing that happened with you with Last of Us 2.
Well, that was my own fault.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not released episodic. I just took a really long break.
That's what I mean. The story, any game that you play for the story, you've got to be consistent in your exposure to it, because if you have huge gaps mm-hmm. in between play, you're going to lose you're going to lose the memory of the story elements, and you're going to be confused.
That was the problem with that, was because I had waited so long that the urgency of the quest, you know, the actual story, the mission, the mm-hmm. thing that I was supposed to be doing, the feeling of revenge and all of that stuff had completely gone, because I was months out from where I'd played it. Mm-hmm. And so coming back in, I wasn't in the mindset that my character was in, obviously. Whereas had I continued playing it, you know, just a week later from when I had stopped,
it'd still be
fresh on my mind. I'd still have that drive of, I got to go do this because I got to get revenge, or I got to do this because I got to make sure this doesn't happen. You know, whatever the case, mm-hmm. I'd have that momentum going forward, but I had lost all of it because of that long gap. So going in, I was just like, none of this, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, let me get through. I don't want my character to die, because that's the point of a game almost always, is that, hey, don't die. Get through the level. Mm-hmm. That's basically where I was. And it got to the point where I was like, not only get through the level, let's just get through the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want that with Dispatch.
And I don't think I'll get it with that, depending on the fact that the release schedule is more frequent.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that they have finished the game makes me more confident in the fact that I'm not going to have to wait for these episodes to be released.
Mm-hmm.
I can treat it like a television show. I can treat it like something where I play it this week, talk about it for a while, come back and play the next episode, talk about it, be on top of it.
So is it two episodes of release, or are they going to spread it out a little further than
that? That's a good question. I can't remember.
Because they released episodes 1 and 2 at the same time, right?
They did. And I don't know if they're going to do 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If they do it 2 a week, and I don't even know if it's 2 a week or 2 every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
then within a month, obviously, you would be done, because that's 4 weeks right there.
Yeah.
And I don't think if they just release an episode every week and you've got 8 episodes, if that's the count, and I don't know if it is,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, you'd be longer than 2 months. But the whole game should be all out within a month,
mm-hmm.
is what it said. So this was a review I read or something, an article I read on PC Gamer, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the top of the hour here. We've got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat for you. We'll keep going down the list of the news here. Another favorite of mine that I play almost every single Halloween here is from DuckTales. It's the DuckTales Remastered. Of course, it's the one where you fight, where you're in Transylvania and you're fighting the... God, what was his name? It was a vampire duck.
The only one I know is Magic of Dispel?
Quackula.
Quackula?
Okay. Count Quackula, I think?
Yeah, that fits.
Maybe, sure. We'll be back with more of in-game chat right after this. Welcome back into in-game chat. Music from Kingdom Hearts 2. The track is called Spooks of Halloween Town. another... I think every single one that we played so far has been one I've used before. We've hit all the classics at the top of the at the front of the playlist here. The next one we got coming up is new. So there we go. So I guess the rest of these will all be new. Maybe, I don't know. So anyway, welcome back to the show. There was something else I wanted to mention that I did not, and I don't remember what it is. I was talking about Dispatch being a game that I was curious about playing.
Mm-hmm.
Ark Raiders is another one that I'm kind of interested in. That's a first-person looter-shooter type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been gathering some momentum here and gathering a lot of good word, and I'm kind of curious about that.
Hmm.
But...
Especially with what's happening with Borderlands 4?
You know, Borderlands 4, but also it's something that's not like a franchise, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At least maybe from the ground up it's about to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, because of the, I guess, the disappointment that folks were having with Borderlands 4, you know, they're looking for alternatives to get that looter shooter fix. And
yeah, and I've been hearing good things about Ark Raiders. This article from PC Gamer says it seems set for a Meteor Impact-sized launch, as its weekend playtest becomes Steam's 89th most popular game by concurrent players. Now, 89th, you're thinking, whatever. But, in you know, with a ranking of God knows how many mm-hmm. types of games are out there, being 89th is pretty good for a game that isn't not yet released yet. Mm-hmm. I think Battlefield 6 did pretty good and probably higher than 89 on that one, but... they pulled a peak concurrent player count of 189,668... it's ahead of GTA 5 Enhanced, Dune Awakening, and Football Manager 2020, and just a hair off the personal records of Warframe and Stellar Blade. It's worth noting that the game hit its peak pretty early in the server test, right as things picked up. We brought you the news that the game had slipped just past the 185,000 players. The mathletes among you would note that the 189,668 isn't too much more than that. And indeed, the game reached that peak on the first day of the server slam. I'm going to go ahead and venture a guess that it wasn't because a whole bunch of people tried the game and immediately bounced off. Rather, I suspect quite a few people logged in, tooled around for a bit, and set Ark Raiders to one side while they waited for full release, which is already so close. It has a history now of popular playtest. The April test pulled in a good number of players who were so satisfied with their time that they thought the game should have released right there and then. Although its design director says that would actually have been a terrible idea. Either way, the game has momentum and popularity, and you've got to wonder if Bungie isn't sweating it just a little as it continues to chip away at Marathon. What you didn't tell me here in your post is when the damn game releases. You said soon, but you didn't say when. Why? I don't know. Let me see. This says all the key details. Okay, fine. Give me all the key details. When do you release?
Hmm.
There we go. Release date. October 30th.
Hmm.
All right. Steam, Epic, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X. By the way, is this free to play? That says playtest. I don't care about that. That's trailers. You know what? Where's the... Sorry. Man, I hate when articles link to more articles. It's like, I thought you were in a link to maybe the Steam page, but you're not. You're linking to another article that you wrote, and I get it. I know that's why they do it.
At least better than linking to an ad.
That's much better. Well, I would say that linking to the store page is almost an ad itself, that it wants to do that. I was just curious if it's free to play. I have no idea if it is, and I'm clicking on it now to go see it. I don't think that it is. No, it is not. It's $40, though. That's not bad.
Hmm.
In an age of $50, $60, $70 games.
Yeah.
I was in Best Buy today because I thought I had some extra, extra credit. I thought I had some, you know, money.
Mm-hmm.
Coupons, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Credit.
Yeah. So I had some credit, and I thought, yeah, what am I going to spend this on? Let me go check. And I went over to the video game section. On my mind, because... I rarely buy physical copies for my PlayStations and my Xboxes. Xbox is just, is it on Game Pass? I'll download it and play it.
Yeah.
I rarely buy it there. But what I was looking at was that Donkey Kong Bonanza for mm-hmm. Switch 2.
Right.
And it was like $70. And I thought, well, if I got $10, I wasn't sure if I had 10 or 20. And I was like, man, even $20 is still going to put this with me spending about $55-$60.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after taxes and everything else, even if I got $20 off, I'm still paying, I'm basically take $10 off.
Yeah.
You know? And I was no.
With it being Nintendo, you know that price ain't going down.
And it's not ever going down.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm, you know, it's not like I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because that price will never dip. Now it might. You might see a $10 or $5 deal mm-hmm. come up. Which, by the way, you know, we're about to hit it here. Come next Saturday, that'll be November, and we'll be into the Black Friday stuff. Looking, I'll start to keep an eye out and getting my spreadsheet ready and checking everything going on to see what we got out there.
Yeah,
I know.
But look, Black Friday ain't what it used to be. Kind of like a Steam sale ain't what it used to be.
Right.
But
yeah, Steam, I mean, it's not. You're right. It isn't what it used to be. But that's mm-hmm. the only way I can find deals on PC titles.
Yeah.
That's it, is through a Steam sale. Because mm-hmm. Black Friday does not discount PC copies.
Yeah.
Rarely do you find those. You rarely find the digital versions on the digital storefronts that are discounted. Like on the PlayStation Store or whatever, through the Xbox Store, stuff like that. You rarely find those. They do have some deals, and they have a Black Friday sale, but more than likely, you already own the game that they had a sale on because it keeps coming back up every single year of like, hey, we got this. Guess what? Assassin's Creed is on sale again, but not this one that we released, the one from last year, or whatever the case.
Yeah.
But in the physical copy realm, you're going to find some good deals. More than likely, mm-hmm. if you're willing to do that. And obviously I am, but there's a lot. Clover Pit doesn't have a physical copy. Ball Pit doesn't have a physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
Those three games, Mega Bonk doesn't have physical copies. There's a lot. Dispatch doesn't have a physical copy. These are all PC games, though, mostly. That don't get console releases. So yeah, but you're right. Nintendo does not put them on sale. They don't put them on sale digitally, and they don't put them on sale physically, ever. With the exception of $5, $10, nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
Until years down the line, then you might see it in like, hey, this one we're putting on sale for $20 off. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's down to a regular price video game at that point.
And chances are you've played it already, or you watched somebody play it on their stream.
That far away, that far out, it's highly possible to have it that far out. So, Hey, something I forgot to mention, which you would think that I wouldn't forget to mention something like this, although it still doesn't fall into my. Every week I count down how long it's been since we had a Splinter Cell game.
Right.
Well, last week we got our Splinter Cell Netflix series premiere.
Mm-hmm.
The animated Netflix thing.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I'm only two, maybe three episodes in, but I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really do like it. It doesn't necessarily... I've rarely been into the Splinter Cell series for a story. Each game has one. Because you have to have a story in order to get Sam to do what he's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone through whatever. And so some of the characters that I see here, obviously Fisher and Grimm and that sort of thing, I know them. But I'm glad that it's there, and I'm glad that it's doing so well that they've apparently already picked up a season two for this thing. If that leads to interest in a game and them getting off their butts and making a game and not making a remake, which is what they're currently... Last we heard, they were currently making a remaster remake of the first.
Yeah.
But just move the series along. Do another one. It's been since 2013 since you released Blacklist. So get on it. How many Far Cries have you released? I would say Assassin's Creed's too, but let's, you know, that's...
Seven?
Far Cry's? Possibly?
Six.
I don't know.
I think the last one. What was the one with Giancarlo Stanton on the cover? Six?
Oh, Giancarlo Esposito?
I'll say Stanton. Probably from baseball. Yeah.
It does sound like a baseball player.
Yeah.
I believe that was, sorry, I think that was six or seven. It could be seven. Maybe seven. But still, regardless, they just haven't been touching the Splinter Cell, which is strange that they make an animated series based on the games that they haven't made one since 2013.
Yeah, you haven't made it since 2013, and then you make a series coming out in 2025, 12 years. So, how many people were around looking? I mean, how many folks were interested in Splinter Cell?
Yeah,
at the time that that series started.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not the same as playing the game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Castlevania series I really, really enjoyed, even though I wasn't much of a player of Castlevania. I know what Castlevania was. I probably, you know, I've got it on my Steam Deck back here, the emulated. So, I mean, all of them that I could play. But that didn't do anything to, like, take away from my enjoyment of the thing. This series doesn't take away my enjoyment of the games, but it also doesn't put a drive in me to go play the games either, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no necessarily the gimmick isn't there, I suppose.
Stealth.
Yeah. And I mean, there is stealth, sort of, kinda. Yeah.
Well, wasn't this an issue with Splinter Cell for a lot of folks? Is too much stealth?
No, actually, my issue with Splinter Cell was when they forced you not to be stealthy. That was my issue with a couple of Splinter Cells, where they would put you in a predicament where it's like I can't be stealthy.
Well, that's what I mean. But I think one of the issues with Splinter Cell folks had was that it was not enough action and too much stealth, so they push the action up in that thing.
Right.
I'm thinking that's what it was.
Which annoyed me.
Which is not your wheelhouse, not what you like.
It's like you take a game called Sniper Elite that has Sniper in the title, but then you put him in a position, your character in a position where he has to use
run and gun.
A machine gun and go through. Yeah, and it's like, it's not the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like putting barrels in Pac-Man or, you know, Mario in Pac-Man. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I hated when they kind of went in that direction. They did that with Splinter Cell 6. Blacklist, they did not.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember in Splinter Cell 6, there were a few campaign missions where the level started off with stealth, and then it got to a point where they had thrown stealth out the window. Not at your own fault, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't trigger... That
it was a scripted event.
It was scripted to be
scripted,
that way.
Scripted time for action.
And I'm like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
If I wanted that, there's plenty of games for me to do running guns and go through that. Mm-hmm. But I want myself. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's me. Anyway, like I said, it doesn't evoke anything to where it makes me want to go do that. It's not like I mean, I guess the Sonic movies don't do that either. You know, mm-hmm. The Sonic movies, I don't watch them and get this urge to go play Sonic the Hedgehog. Trying to think what draws me in
to Splinter Cell, the show.
I'll tell you,
or movies based on movies, games.
Yeah. So I remember back when we were playing City Heroes.
Yeah,
and we went and watched, I don't know, The Incredibles or something. I can't remember what it was at the time. And watching all of that, I was like, man, I'm gonna go play in my. I'm going to go play my game so I can be a superhero going through that. Yeah. Or I watch Spider-Man and then I want to go swing around in Spider-Man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The gimmick of swinging around in Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Nothing in Splinter Cell makes me want to go play Splinter Cell. Nothing in the Splinter Cell series makes me want to go play Splinter Cell. Nothing I would think in, like, any of the Splinter Cell novels would make me want to go play Splinter Cell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that it's there because it puts it more in people's heads and hopefully... raises the value of the property enough that they want to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not drawing, it's not urging me to go do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Devil May Cry didn't do that for you either, did it?
No, it didn't, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I love Devil May Cry with all the music from the 90s that they threw in there and everything else. I really enjoyed Devil May Cry. That was fantastic. Tomb Raider doesn't make me want to go play Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I'm starting to go through the different things. Castlevania didn't make me want to go play Castlevania.
Uncharted didn't either. The live action with
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Actually, the problem with that
was that not good?
It was better than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But it was more like watching those games come to life rather than urging me to go play them because there were so many different set pieces that was like, oh, that's in the game. Mm-hmm. Hey, you do that in the game. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I remember that in the game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Trying to think. Fallout didn't make me want to go play Fallout.
Nope.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what did is what I'm wondering. What has ever kind of pushed me? I mentioned the Spider-Man films wanting me to go play around, swing around with Spider-Man. But did anything else kind of draw me in like that? Or like, you know, hey, I'm seeing this. I want to go play it now.
I'm just trying to think of random films and shows based off of games we played.
I know. It's one of those situations where it's like,
Max Payne.
Nope. No. Doom didn't do it either, man.
Not even Doom. The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Twisted Metal, which is really, really good. Didn't make me want to go play Twisted Metal.
Yeah, his Mojo did a pretty good job with a...
Honestly, it just made me want more Twisted Metal series rather than... Yeah, it's like, give me more of this.
Yeah.
Because that was really... Twisted Metal's really good. Mm-hmm. I'm in the second season, but it's really good. First season was great. Second season's doing all right so far. I'm only like two episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think they did a great job with that. So we'll see how God of War turns out. We'll see how these other things that they're doing are going to turn out, so... speaking of, Netflix got the rights to, oddly enough, the Catan series. Settlers of Catan?
Really?
You remember that board game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where did it go? Netflix goes all in on Catan. They're going to have a live action and animated films and TV series planned for Catan. How? By the way, Halo didn't make me want to go play Halo either.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Halo... I think we're going to get into that when we come back after this break.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's much to get into. We had a big Halo reveal thing that happened yesterday, towards the afternoon of yesterday, where Microsoft announced the second remake of the first Halo game, Combat Evolved, which was the first one. They've already remade it once.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it again.
You recall that happening before? The second remake of the same thing?
Maybe Last of Us. Remember when they did Last of Us?
Yeah, the money grab. Yeah.
They did the Last of Us Game of the Year edition on the PlayStation, because it released on the PlayStation 3. Then the PlayStation 4 came out, and they released the upgrade for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the PlayStation 5 came out, and they did the remaster of the
remaster of the remaster,
first one.
Yeah.
Like, okay... So,
yeah, I played this before, so.
This one, though, seems pretty quick, maybe? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember when they did the last one, so maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But it... I don't know. We'll talk about it when we come back. We'll get into it, because I do want to read up on it and talk about it, because maybe in the article they mentioned that here's the reason we're doing this again. Possibly. I don't know. But, yeah, there was a lot of stuff that happened over the 2 weeks that we're obviously not going to get away from, or get all the way into. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 released to horrible reviews. Mm-hmm. Nobody is liking that game at all.
Yeah.
Fallout is getting a 15th anniversary. Fallout New Vegas is getting a 15th anniversary bundle. And they're also announcing a Fallout 4 anniversary edition. And it's also going to be on the Nintendo Switch 2, which all comes out in 2026.
Never finished New Vegas.
I heard it was really good, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was just the micromanaging of weight of your items that carried, things like that.
Hate that stuff.
Yeah, but I never finished that game. But it was good. I was enjoying it, but for some reason I stopped and just never got around to finishing it again.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back... Ooh, that popped. That was nice. When we come back... we will jump into that Halo stuff here. We got music here from The Midnight Walk. This is with the newer music that we're using here. Haven't done this one before. This is called Crawlers. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back into in-game chat music from a game called Buckshot Roulette. Gives me Inscription vibes.
Oh, Buckshot Roulette.
Yeah.
Gives me that win or die type.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
You hit 00 if you want to.
But yeah, that's what it reminds me of. So yeah, we had a, I don't know what they called it. Some kind of
presentation for
Halo. Yeah, it was a presentation. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, they had some catchy name or whatever for it or something.
Yeah. Anyway, it happened yesterday. This is I'm reading here on PCGamer.com, which is odd to read that as well. But anyway, President Sarah Bond of Xbox called exclusives antiquated. And it was very strange seeing a PS5 logo in the trailer for Halo Campaign Evolved. The original title of the first Halo game was Halo Combat Evolved. Now they're talking Halo Campaign Evolved for the remake. Whatever. It's a remake of the biggest Xbox game of all time, at least first-party type stuff. I mean, this thing sold consoles whenever it released. Mm-hmm. Back in 2001, I think.
Goodness.
Yeah. But yeah, it really is a new era. Halo is on PlayStation going forward, said the community director of Halo Studios, Brian Jared, on a live stream today. This isn't just a one-off for the series. It's the final bit of proof that even the most precious jewels in Microsoft's crown will be available anywhere and everywhere in the future. They're really sticking to that. Something a long time ago where they said that we want you to be able to play our games however you play games. You know? With maybe the exception of the Switch. I don't know. But, you know, if they could put it on the Switch, they would put it on the Switch, I feel like. Yeah. Yeah, 2001 is when it was released.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he was kind of the Master Chief was kind of the mascot there. But yeah, now Polygon did an article on why they decided to do it. Depending on how you count it, Halo Campaign Evolved is the third major re-release of the first Halo game. So why are they going back to the well yet again? According to a wide-ranging interview with key members of developer Halo Studios, the short answer is that Halo is coming to PlayStation for the first time, and in that sense, the first game in the series is the natural starting point to onboard new players. I get that. That makes sense to me. And more than likely, it makes sense in the case that we could have just re-released the Master Chief Collection or whatever it's called that has all of these things compiled. But who knows if those would be able to run on a PlayStation. I don't know what goes into... What kind of an update would they have to do so that thing could run on PlayStation hardware? I have no idea. I am not a developer. I don't know what would go into that. Starting from scratch, ground up, yes. This feels more like something that should have shown up in a PlayStation presentation than an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
If you're about to announce the next Halo, and it ends up being a remake of the first game again, and I don't know where Halo fans sit with this. I have not looked into any of this. I have no idea.
Think about the people who aren't Halo fans.
Well, the thing about people who... Well, for whatever... Here's the other weird part. Halo's been around since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, and there's probably a lot, but... How many people who are currently on a PlayStation 5 haven't played Halo? Probably not many. You being one of the least. Yeah, exactly. And you've been on the Xbox.
I've been on Xbox Arcade and things like that, all that type of stuff.
I was going to say, you've been around for Xbox.
Yeah.
In order long enough to play the game,
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, that goes to the other thing. Do you want to play it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's like that's why I said the people who aren't interested in Halo, I mean, is there anything about this going to pull new folks in? Because that's really what you do it for, to pull in new folks.
I know, and that's my thing. It's like, God, if you're running, if you're owning a PlayStation 5 and Halo's getting released on your console, you're probably not interested in it.
If you haven't played it by now.
Because if you were interested in it...
Are you interested in playing it?
You would have already gotten it on the Xbox.
Yeah.
You would have already picked up an Xbox so that you could play that. I mean, it's 6-7 games in now. I don't know how many games, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they released Halo 5, but I mean, there's more than that. Mm-hmm. There's Halo ODST. There's Halo Reach.
Yeah.
There's Halo the Master Chief Collection. There's... Halo Infinity or Evolved or whatever the... I don't remember what it was, the mm-hmm. most recent one that they did. There's plenty of opportunity that you've had to play Halo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get when they say that, but really that sounds like marketing speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance to see the long... The first game in the series is a natural starting port to onboard new players. Okay. The longer, more nuanced answer is that, done correctly, Halo Campaign Evolved could set the pace for the future of Halo. It's a chance not just to modernize a classic, but to correct the shortcomings of the 2011 remaster. Didn't know it had any, but yeah. And to establish a new method for producing Halo games. Again, if done correctly. Out in 2026 for PlayStation 5, Windows PC, and Xbox Series X, Halo Campaign Evolved is the latest remake of the 2001 shooter Halo Combat Evolved. It's being made from the ground up entirely in Unreal Engine 5, unlike previous Halo games, which have been developed in proprietary game development software. It won't launch with a multiplayer component, but it will support co-op, either two players on the couch or up to four players online. That's odd that you're dropping multiplayer.
Yeah, that isn't that the point of
That was Halo? A huge draw, was the multiplayer for Halo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when we brought... But that was back at a time where you had to put effort into wanting to do a LAN party. Mean,
that's the thing. That's the thing for the first-person shooters, the multiplayer and the PvP, PvE, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not in there? Well, you've killed some interest already, if that's the case.
I remember having so many people at my house one time. We had a big TV that was in my main room, like mm-hmm. the big TV.
Yeah.
Then there was a TV on, like, the floor behind the couch in that room
mm-hmm.
with four people sitting around that one. Then we wired up a TV in the back room where my computer sits, and we had four other people in there. And then we had another TV in the room adjacent to that big TV room, and we had four people in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all, I mean, wires all over the floor.
Yes, like AWA. They had the Halo room
mm-hmm.
in the video game rooms. They had a whole suite of nothing but TVs and wires and PCs all over the place to play Halo. And that room was packed.
It was so good.
All the days of the con, man.
God, it was so good. That was so great. I'm glad, look, it was fun. I'm glad that we're not still at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much more convenience in just being able to not have to lay out that whole wiring situation and have people over and everything else.
Tripping hazards everywhere.
I like the way it works now, but there was just something about them old days, man,
mm-hmm.
when people had to bring over their big box TVs. Again, nobody was bringing over LCDs, dude.
No.
They were bringing over CRT television sets.
Yes.
Big, honking things.
The bricks. Yeah.
And setting them up, and we were, mm-hmm. Oh, God, and it was fun too. God, it was fun. Everybody in the same under the same roof,
yep.
killing each other,
mm-hmm.
In multiplayer. It was great.
Yep, 20 boxes of pizza.
Pizzas everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh yep. man,
2 liters and cases of Coke
God.
And Pepsi and Jolt Cola and whatever stimulating drink you had at the time.
Sure wasn't water. It was all cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, that was the first time I saw...
Surge.
Surge, Jolt, Balls. Remember those?
No, I don't remember that.
B-A-W-L-S? Guarana soda?
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, the blue glass bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those events that I had, one of those for the first time.
Let's see. It goes on to say there are a number of other changes, ranging from the inclusion of a sprint mechanic to the addition of three brand new missions. But the biggest change is arguably the PlayStation thing. We have a really important milestone ahead of us, the 25th anniversary of Halo. And again, what better place to start our journey for new players and for veterans alike? Nope. Look, new players... Oh, man. Okay. It's fine. I'm not necessarily angry over it.
No,
I'm just not buying the reasoning.
We're trying to figure out the plan they're going for, because my initial thought of hearing this, I don't see new players coming to Halo.
Yeah,
it's been out since 2001.
So where do you go from here, though? So you release this in 2026. Let's say it's successful enough that it's like, okay, we're going to do it again. Do you where do you go? Are you just going to remake 2 and 3? Are you just going to continue the remake path? Or will you then jump ahead and start continuing the story that you left off in whichever one you left off with, if that's the case? Do you start a new story, which is probably the better idea? Just completely start again. Don't jump to Halo 2 Remake. Don't continue the events of whatever else had happened. Just come up with some new idea and run with that. For your storyline stuff. So, anyway. This is a better place to start a new series like. It's the largest audience that will have ever played a game at the same time with the first story that started it all. Halo Combat Evolved, of course, has been around the block. 2001's release established Halo as a de facto Xbox mascot and led to a 2003 port for Windows. I picked that one up, played it. Following Bungie's split from Microsoft... 343 Industries, which became the new Halo studio, remastered Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary for the Xbox 360 in 2011. That version of the game was included as part of 2014's Halo the Master Chief Collection for the Xbox One. Over the years, players have had plenty of chances to play the first Halo game. The latest version has to present something at least a little bit different to stand out. The game itself is rebuilt. It's remade in Unreal Engine 5. It's modernized. We've done everything we can to make sure that we preserve the heart of Halo as we rebuild and retouch everything. The tone, the atmosphere, and the emotional impact of the original is preserved with what we're building. Every asset has been touched or modified or reviewed in some way as we brought it forward, said the game director. It's a tricky balancing act. If you don't change enough, then it's just another re-release of a game that's been re-released many times. If you change it too much, you kind of alienate longtime fans. I doubt it. I played a portion of the game's fourth level, The Silent Cartographer, as part of a demo for the campaign evolved version. While its immediate aesthetic and tonal achievements, some of the newer features, like an optional sprint mechanic, make clear that this isn't just the 2001 or the 2003 or the 2011 or the 2014 version of the game. We're really looking at how do we preserve the feel of the gameplay, the way you play through the game. I get it. There's this whole interview here, but essentially they wanted to do it because it's getting released on the PlayStation 5, so they want to start with one. I don't buy it. Not that I think they're lying for any sort of nefarious reasons. I just think that that's probably gone through so many remakes as it is. It's probably the easiest one to start with if you're going to do one for the PlayStation 5. For the hardware that you're going to have to use, for everything else, it's just easier to do it with that one. You wouldn't do it with Halo 2, obviously. You wouldn't do it with anything that's just in the middle of the series. You're either going to redo the first game like they did, or you're going to make a brand new game completely and just release it on all systems. And I'm sure that was the scale.
Which costs less?
Like, which one are we going to do? Which one is going, not only just which one can we make, I don't want to say on the cheap, but which one is going to benefit us the most? Will we sell more of something we've released a ton of times, but we don't have to put that much money into it since, you know, we've got all these assets and everything else that we need. We don't really have to create it, even though we're rebuilding it from scratch. Yeah, it's been rebuilt many, many times. Or do we make something completely brand new, put money into it, release it on all systems, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't? Of course, then you start looking at what's the history of our releases so far, and I don't think Halo's been great lately. In other words, I don't think Halo's moved the numbers. Now, they're sticking with it because it's like a legacy type thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is It is the Mario of the Xbox world. Mm-hmm. And so they'll continue, you know, banging that drum until they find something else that takes the place. Might have been Forza, even though it's very hard to, you know, associate a car with a console. Like, you see Kratos, Sony. You see anybody from Last of Us or Uncharted or whatever, you see Sony. Mm-hmm. You see Master Chief, you're Xbox. You see a Mario, you're Nintendo. You see Sonic, it's Genesis. Mm-hmm. You see a car, GT5, Gran Turismo? What is it?
I think Gran Turismo.
Exactly. So it's hard to have a car for a mascot, and the fact that Forza is really becoming an Xbox, it is an Xbox property.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of hard to personify that.
Yeah.
For
yeah, you got a high performance sports cars everywhere on every system.
Yeah.
You got. So yeah. You're so not going to stand out.
Yeah.
With that.
The other one would be like Marcus Fenix, I guess, for Gears of War. It's like, okay, that's you're looking at Xbox, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they probably got tons of others. Way back when for the 360, it was Cameo, which was a launch title release, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of my best experiences with a brand new console on day one. Mm-hmm. Was playing Cameo on the big screen TV, still big TV, but in HD. First time you're playing in HD, and with so many enemies on screen to show off the power of what the 360 could do. At a time when, you know, your PC just couldn't do that. So it was an interesting time. Interesting time. So anyway.
Yeah.
What do we got? Anybody?
Yeah, I don't see big numbers off of this. I mean, may get some interest here and there, but I don't think it's gonna be anywhere near what they're expecting.
Not having that multiplayer in is a weird decision.
Yeah. Bad one, I'm thinking.
It's gotta come, right? It's gotta come later.
Or maybe they're not expecting too many people to be on it. Be on it.
God, multiplayer was a huge part of that.
Yeah,
huge part.
Mm-hmm.
So huge that we did what we did in order to play it the way that we played it.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to say Halo Infinity or whatever released not too long ago was nothing but multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
There was no single player campaign. You just played multiplayer either with bots or with your friends or whatever. So it's interesting it's said that it won't launch with multiplayer, which kind of implies that it's coming. But man, if you're not there at launch, people will have something else to play by the time you get there.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Or maybe it's one of those launch without multiplayer, we'll bide our time and see how the numbers look. If the numbers look good enough, then we'll put the effort in and putting in multiplayer. If not, it ain't coming.
Yeah. We don't have much time left to go into this, but yeah, speaking of our consoles, PlayStation 6 and whatever the next Xbox will be, look to be both aiming for a 2027 release. Two different reports are claiming that we may get new consoles, likely in the holiday season of 2027. Now, them mentioning it right now likely means, maybe 27, probably 28. But God knows what those prices are going to be.
Four figures.
There will at least be one SKU. Like, if they do the, you know, if they do the multi-SKU release where it's like, here's this version that is digital only, or here's this version that has this much memory, or whatever the case they want to go with it.
Yeah.
Here it is, and you can buy it under $1,000. But here's the one that is like the deluxe edition, four figures.
Yeah.
I got a figure for a brand new PS6. Given the way things are going, unless things change between now and then.
Yeah.
And that's a possibility that they do.
I'm not thinking. I'm not thinking right at $1,000. I'm thinking the $1,200. It's going to be above.
Yeah, it ain't going to be $999.
No, it ain't going to be that. No.
Yeah, it's going to be higher than that.
Yeah.
More than likely. So.
Okay. At least I got a backlog to go through.
Yeah. So what else do we have? Destiny 2's player numbers are not looking great.
What was the last update Destiny had?
I think it was recent. Probably back in September. Well, they do quarterly updates, you know what I'm saying?
No.
And usually they hit one in September that runs through, and then they do another one in February. Then that runs, and they, yeah. So it's
okay, all I've been seeing on the PlayStation was like discounts.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. That's all I've been seeing. So I didn't notice anything new. Only thing I've been seeing new is First Ascended. The stuff that they've been adding constantly over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember that.
That would be another one as well. Mm-hmm. So the Assassin's Creed franchise lead left Ubisoft following the formation of the Tencent subsidiary that when they started putting money into Ubisoft. So that story came out, and then a couple of days later, the guy who left clarified that I did not walk away. In other words, this was not voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave because I was upset about that. I was pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And now I saw where Ubisoft is. I'd have to look it up, and you can look it up if you want to. They got a different way of saying laid off now. Voluntary exit or something. I don't know what it is. It's something different. But it's a horrible way to put it, because basically, no, you're laying them off.
Yeah.
I don't know if I marked that thing. If I did, no, I didn't.
Just another euphemism to decode.
It was still bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still bad. I'm getting rid of all these Halo things that I had marked since we already talked about it. But yeah, it wasn't great. And I can't remember what it was called, but it was some kind of voluntary work leave program. I don't know. It was horrible. It was marketing speak for being laid off,
mm-hmm.
is what they seem to be trying to do. So, what else? Anything more? They upped the price of the Xbox dev kits. Oh, no, here it is. I did save it. And okay. I got 5 minutes.
Oh, I think I just pulled it up.
Yeah.
The four terms?
Huh?
A four-word term for just getting fired?
Voluntarily to be, yeah.
Let's see. Voluntary Career Transition Program.
Yeah, that's what it's called. The studio is asking staff to volunteer for career transition. Presumably in an attempt to identify who's willing to be laid off before it has to potentially start its own layoff procedure. Here's the thing. As part of our ongoing evolution and long-term planning, this is all like boardroom speak here. This is all corporate crap,
uh-huh.
is what
yeah.
I would call it.
Yeah.
As part of our ongoing evolution and long-term planning, we have recently realigned our teams and resources to strengthen our roadmap, ensuring our continued focus on the Division, by the way. The Division franchise and the technologies, including Snowdrop, blah, 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 blah. To support this transition responsibly, we introduced a voluntary career transition program, giving eligible team members the opportunity to take the next career step on their own terms, supported by a comprehensive package that includes financial and career assistance. It keeps going, but man, I don't feel like dumping that much BS on top of you right now. Reading it right now is not fun. Oh, what are we at? Division 3. We don't have a Division 3 yet, do we?
No.
Well, they're working on it. They seem to be working on a Division 3. It says Division 2 Survivors, the Division Resurgence, and the Division 3. These projects continue with strength, focus, and... Oh, there's more of that BS I'm stepping in. yeah. They'll negotiate the proposal with its staff in collective negotiations before making a decision, and if the proposal goes through, it will result in a reduction of maximum 60 positions. So, yeah, this is just, yeah, we're about to lay people off, but we're going to spin it this way.
Mm-hmm.
They have to know that when you're going to do that, people are going to out that.
Yeah.
Because, first off, it ain't a very good way to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, because of that, it's going to get more attention.
Yeah.
You could have just said, hey, we got to lay off 60 people. And you'd have been in the line of other studios that have had to lay off 60 people.
Yeah.
Instead, you called it this. What's the thing? Don't, you know, and call me and tell me it's raining. Right?
Don't spit in my face and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, that's the nicer version.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah. I'm suddenly reminded of George Carlin's famous stand-up for... when he talked about these euphemisms and how the English language is used to like cover up the sugarcoat thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The transition from the transition we went from with shell shock to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm.
Yeah, when he broke that down, yeah, you start to think about when you see things like this.
I still think of them as one of the same, but not this career transition, whatever
voluntary
thing.
Voluntary career transition program.
Yeah. Ah.
Goodness.
Anyway, we got to go. That's it for us, and that's it for all of our Halloween shows with the spooky, scary music. We got music here from Banjo-Kazooie, Mad Monster Mansion. I got some serious, scary stuff, and then you got some fun, scary stuff. That's what you want to do. So I hope you guys have a fantastic week and a great Halloween, and of course, we'll be back next Saturday to do it all over again. Thank you so much for joining us. Go play Ball Pit, because that's probably what I'm going to do. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. Good night. The top of 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 the top of